Hi, this is Honey from My Honey Wears Plaid. Today is Monday, July 19th, 2010. And I know, I thought I was going to be podcasting a lot more when the boyfriend is away, but it didn't turn out that way. I think I said, I tweeted to somebody, or somebody tweeted to me, does this mean we'll be hearing more of you? I think that was Larry Vader. And I don't remember what I said, but I said I hope so, but I knew I was going to try to podcast like every other day, and I still might between now and the time the boyfriend comes back, but I've been really busy this weekend. Well, first of all, I should say, if I back up and go back to Friday, which is the day I was going to podcast, we had an earthquake here in the D.C. area. It was a 3.6 on the Richter scale, and I was looking it up the news. There was a whole bunch of news about it. We've had like 2.7 in 1993, 2.6 in 1990, 2.5 in 97, 93, and 74. So this is actually the biggest earthquake we've had in a while, in a quite a long time. But it happened at 4 minutes after 5 a.m. in the morning. And I was dead asleep. Didn't even know it was happening, didn't even feel it, nothing. But it was, it took over the news that morning. The local news broke into Good Morning America and took over the first half hour of Good Morning America and just kept saying breaking news, you know, earthquake. But a 3.6, it didn't do any damage whatsoever. And within minutes, they had a Facebook page for the, I forget exactly what it was called, but something like the devastation of the D.C. earthquake, and they showed pictures of a lawn chair tipped over and a crooked picture on a wall. It was quite funny. I forget, it was on Facebook, but I can't remember the exact name of the page. But anyway, that was on Friday, and that was interesting to wake up to. Also on Friday, I went to my mother's house, and I was a very good son by, you know, well, if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you know that every summer when the boyfriend goes away, I have time to go to my mother's house and do little jobs for her around the house. Things like changing the light bulbs that she can't reach, taking the glass globes or whatever you call those glass things that are on the chandelier down, and the ones on the ceiling fan for her to run through the dishwasher, and just little jobs like that around the house. And she got a new bedspread and a new curtain, so I had to flip the mattress on her bed and put up new curtains and a new shower curtain, and you know, all these things that she saves up for a year for me to do for her. So I did all those, and then she made a pizza and did a little bit more work, and then I came home and relaxed for the rest of the afternoon. And then in the evening, I listened to the live Larry Vader show, Little Fatty Cast with Larry Vader and Big Fatty. And then right after that, I joined in on the Big Brother show on Pride 48 with Big Fatty and Daniel Brewer and Veritable Virgo. And that was fun. I'm hoping that I'll get to do that more often because I had a good time with that. And I've been following the Big Brother pretty closely, pretty regularly. So yeah, that was fun. And then on Saturday, I started to tear my kitchen apart because my big job for the last 3 days has been painting my kitchen. Yeah, I don't know if you saw the website, the blog. I had posted pictures of the kitchen on Saturday saying what color, you know, new color in the kitchen, and showed you the red paint in the kitchen and the little white splotches where I was patching the walls and doing some touch-up stuff on the around the ceiling and stuff. So anyway, I did most of that all. Well, I did all that all day Saturday. Took the kitchen apart and then patched the holes and, you know, prepared to paint. Well, then Sunday morning I got up and went to Home Depot and bought some paint. And a couple little bits of supplies and stuff that I needed. I didn't need very much because I already had some painting supplies, so I didn't really need too much. Came home and got started right away. And, you know, it's, I don't know why, but it's taken me 3 days to do this kitchen. And the kitchen's like 10 by 10, or maybe it's 10 by 12, something like that. It's not that big. The point is, though, there's so much preparation you have to do. I had to tape around the cabinets, tape around the countertop, tape around the doorway. I mean, just all this taping stuff, tape around the baseboard, all this kind of stuff. Did all of that and then decided to do the cutting in with the yellow paint. And that took forever, too. So basically, most of Sunday was spent doing that. And by the evening, I was able to put the first coat on the main flat part walls where I didn't need a paintbrush. I could use a roller. So by the time I went to bed on Sunday night, I had gotten one coat over the whole thing. And then today, I was able to get a second and third coat over the whole kitchen and then let it dry big time before I put everything back together. So right now it's like 10 after 9 in the evening, and I have just finished completely putting the kitchen back together, and then I took a shower. So the kitchen is done, and you will see pictures on the blog. Some people mentioned, two people mentioned, forget who it was. Oh yeah, Scott from Scott's Abode. He wrote, "Yellow is very cheery and great for kitchens. I do like red, though. My living room is red, and I adore it." And then Hat M wrote, "Aren't you going to lose the contrast with light yellow? The furniture is light, too. It's going to fade out and be depressing." Well, I don't think that's what happened, Hat M. Of course, you will have to look at the pictures and tell me, because I think the yellow is enough that there's contrast between the cabinet color and the yellow walls. And one thing's for sure, the kitchen is so much brighter now with the yellow on the walls. And it's a very subtle yellow. It's not banana or lemon yellow or anything like that. It's called Joyous, and it's just a simple, basic yellow, I think. Anyway, I will post pictures on the blog with this podcast, and you can tell me what you think of the color, if you think the red is better or the yellow is better. I, of course, think the yellow is better, and I'm going to stick with the yellow for quite a while. Because it's a really big pain in the butt to paint. I'm really getting tired of it. I really should paint my computer room. That's the, I said this last year or the year before when I painted my bedroom? I think it was the year before. The very first room I painted when I moved into my condo was this computer room. And I painted it this dark, it's called indigo blue, or maybe it's called cobalt blue. No, it's indigo blue, I think. Anyway, it was the very first room I painted, and it's the room that I have not, it's the only room that I have not repainted. I've repainted my bedroom since moving in here, repainted both bathrooms, repainted the kitchen, repainted the living room, the hallway, and the dining room. This is the only room I have not touched, and probably because I have so much crap up on the walls and so many computer wires, I don't want to disconnect the computer and stuff like that. So, I don't know when I'll get to this room. Maybe never. I need to replace the carpeting in here, and there's just so much I need to do, but I can't afford to do anything. Like, for example, this painting job cost me $32 for the gallon of paint and like $5 for a roll of blue tape, and I already had paintbrushes and rollers and the roller pad thing that I had left over from the last time I painted. So this whole job cost me like less than $40, well, probably about $40. So I think that's worth it. Now, moving on to other things, while I was doing the painting, I was listening to all kinds of podcasts this weekend, and I was able to listen to both episodes of Nessa's new show, Hello Nessa, and I believe I have a link to it on my, I do have it on the website. You need to go over, if you're not, I'm sure anybody who's listening to me already listens to Nessa, but if not, you need to go over to HelloNessa.com and subscribe to her new podcast. I'm sure she will appreciate it, and you will enjoy it. She, it's a personal journal podcast, and she talks for, like me, about 20 minutes, roughly, 15, 20 minutes, and she just tells you what's on her mind and what's going on. So, go over there and listen to that. I also listen to, if I look at my iTunes list here, I listen to Live It Up, I listen to Pink Wheel Nuts, where's that one? Oh, Musings of a Tech Writer. I listened to the Flat 29 about men. And the new Eat This Hot show, which was pretty cool. I listened to a whole bunch of podcasts this weekend because I had nothing to do while I was painting except to listen. So I just listened to podcasts, and that was good. On Saturday, when I was taking a break from preparing the kitchen, I was going to order a new bed skirt and a new curtains for my bedroom. But when I pulled out the credit card to do it, I got a message on the website at Macy's saying, your credit card cannot be verified. Please call your credit card company. I was like, oh, fuck. When I went to get my phone to call them, there was a message on my phone from the credit card company saying, there has been a fraudulent charge. Please call us to verify that this is your charge or whatever, something like that. So I called them and they said, you know, this morning in the UK, somebody tried to use your credit card, but we have denied the charge. And I was like, I'm not even in the UK. I'm in the United States, so that was obviously not me. So they canceled my credit card and canceled those charges from the person, whoever was trying to charge, and said, we will get you a new credit card in 7 to 10 days. And I was like, oh, fuck. So now I can't, because I only have one credit card. So I can't charge anything for the next 7 to 10 days. And of course, excuse me, I never have enough cash on hand for anything. So I was like, I'm going to have to use my debit card, which I hate to do because when I use the debit card where I, like if I hand it to somebody, I get worried that they're going to steal the number because that already happened to me once and I had my debit card screwed up. I think I even talked about this last year, in the amount of like almost $300. Anyway, so I don't like to hand my credit card or my debit card to anybody. So I was thinking to myself, I have to, wherever I go, you know, for the next 7 to 10 days, it has to be where I can control the machine where it goes in instead of handing my card to someone. So I'm not going to be paying for any dinners or anything where I hand over the card because I don't want to have my card, my debit card screwed up too. The question is, how did this person get my credit card number when I don't think I've been anywhere to charge anything, like where I've handed over the card, because I don't charge things very often at all, as you knew. I'm going to go to my credit card website and see when the last time I charged something was on here. If I go there now, yeah, that looks legit. I'm waiting for this page to load. Yeah, the last thing was on July 14th, which would have been last Wednesday. I charged I had a charge for the Gilt Group because I was getting a new computer bag on their sales. So anyway, the point is, I don't have a credit card, and I'm really pissed off about that. So I'm being very careful. Now, another thing that I have done this weekend that is probably crazy is I've been watching The Real Housewives of New Jersey. I have been, of course, I'm aware of the Real Housewives shows because I really like the Atlanta version. But I don't know, somehow I was flipping through the channels while I was letting paint dry or something. I don't know how I got hooked onto this. And actually, most of it's been today. Because they've been running every single frickin' episode from this season of the Real Housewives of New Jersey, because I don't know if tonight's the finale or I don't know what, but oh my God, these women are frickin' crazy. Is anybody else watching the Real Housewives of New Jersey? That's the other thing, I'm podcasting now because at 10 o'clock is the next episode, the next one. And I have to watch it. I'm just kind of now sucked into these Real Housewives of New Jersey. I think it was middle of last week I was watching the Real Housewives of New York and getting sucked into that one with Bethany and all those people. But now I'm really sucked into the New Jersey girls. And of course, I'm so crazy. I had to read stuff online and find out that the one girl, Teresa's having all kinds of financial problems, and the girl Danielle is like a psycho crazy bitch, and of course you can tell that from watching the show. But is anybody else into the Real Housewives of New Jersey? Please tell me so you can, you know, have fun with me and talk about it. Because I don't think anybody else I know watches it. Anyway, speaking of Bravo, because that's the channel that the Real Housewives is on, some of my favorite shows are coming back. Flipping Out with that crazy gay guy, who flips houses, and he's really neurotic and OCD and all that stuff. That's coming back in August. Excuse me. As well as the Rachel Zoe Project, which I love too, because Rachel Zoe's assistant is really hot. I think he's like geeky hot. So there's the Rachel Zoe project. I think that's coming on August 3rd. Flipping Out starts August 5th. And then Real Housewives of D.C. starts August 9th. So I've got all these new shows coming in August. I just can't wait. Yay! Of course, I don't have time to watch all this. I mean, I do have time to watch all this stuff. But once the boyfriend comes back in town, we'll be busy doing other things. I am sure about that. Last thing, I have a voicemail from Scotty. And I have to apologize to Scotty because last week when I was talking about all the people who left me reviews on iTunes, I did not check the Australia store for iTunes, and Scotty informed me that he left a comment on the Australian store. So I had to click, I had to figure out how to get to the Australian store because it's a little different now. You click on the little flag down in the bottom right-hand corner of your iTunes store, and then you can choose the country you go to, and then you can go to the podcast if I type in My Honey Wears Plaid, and then it'll bring it up, and then there will be one, at least I remember there being one, one review from Scotty Down Under. Says, still love it. This is part 3 of Honey's podcast, and I hope the next 1,000 episodes are as good as the last. Subscribe today. You won't regret it. Thank you, Scotty. That was very nice of you. Anyway, Scotty left a phone message, and I'm going to play that voicemail right now. And I encourage all of you to call the voicemail line, too. So listen to this message from Scotty.
G'day, honey. This is Scotty, a little Aussie battler, and I'm listening to you live right now on Pride 48, but that isn't why I called. I called to say, hello, I left an iTunes review on the Australian iTunes page, so you will be rocketing up the charts down under, so you better go and check it out. Bye.
Thank you, Scotty, and I appreciate you alerting me to the review there. I appreciate it very much. Now, I just went to the iTunes America thing and see that there are a couple new ones. Oh, my goodness, there's a lot of new ones. 1, 2, 3, 4. I've gotten one from Groomer Zig, one from Stevie B, one from Michael Sage, one from Ramble Redhead, and one from Brother Sinatus. Thank you all so much for those five-star reviews. You don't need to do that, but I appreciate it. And you know what? Oh my God, that totally reminds me that with my new persona on iTunes, I have not left a single review for anybody. So I'm going to need to spend some time and do that. I will leave you all reviews as well. Oh my goodness, that's going to be a lot of work, but I need to do it. Anyway, that is all I have for today. Now, and this is Monday, and I hope to podcast either Tuesday or Wednesday before we do the live show on Thursday night at pride48.com at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And you have to join in because we had Seder 69 last time. You have to see who we can have this time. I think we're going to have Haunt Club again. Craziness. Oh, now that reminds me of something else. I am about 5 days behind in email. If you have sent me an email in the last 5 days, and some of you probably know who you are, meaning Timothy, I should say, Gary, and Joe, I have, as I said, I'm like, poor Timothy, he wrote me last Wednesday, and I have not written him back yet. Timothy, if you're listening to this, I hope to have written you back by the time you hear this, because I promise I will write you back. Excuse me. Anyway, I will get back to some email. Now, who else sent email? Okay, yeah, Gary was on the 15th. Oh, so I'm really behind. I'm like a week behind. So, people, I'm sorry. I will get back to the email ASAP. So, anyway, but you can keep writing me email if you want to. I mean, I'll try to reply sooner. Sorry about that. Just been busy, you know. Summertime comes and I'm busy. Anyway, I've talked on long enough now. Thank you all so much for listening and for the voicemails and the emails and all that stuff. And the comments, too. I've been leaving comments on the website. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone to do that. So that's all for today, boys and girls. Until next time, bye.